Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an awesome program on tap today with Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. Look, write this number down, because when you're ready for this type of work and this type of a service and product, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to our friends at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. You could also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com. bathwizardusa.com. And with that, Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
For our listeners all across the country, you want to pay close attention to this next segment. We're going to be talking about a product that could really be life-changing, frankly, and I don't think I'm overstating that. This single product could help you, first of all, and first and foremost, feel better, and it could also help you remain independent in your home for years and years to come. So I'm just so excited to talk about this. So we've talked a lot about Bath Wizard, all the different innovative products. We've talked about, you know, the double lifetime warranty, and we've talked a lot about the products and services with Bath Wizard. But we have something new that we have not discussed on the program today, and it is directly applicable to so many in this listening audience with you know, seniors and their caregivers. I understand that you have developed a new walk-in bathtub.
Yeah, we started working with an engineering and design firm about 8 years ago, and we had we've sold thousands of walk-in tubs all across America, and we've talked to what customers like about them, what customers don't like about them, and the things people don't like about ours are less than some of the competing models, but nonetheless, there are still a few things that customers maybe would find you know what? I bet we could change something there.
Yeah. There's always room for improvement. Yeah.
And so we compiled a list, and over about a year back and forth. I mean, this thing's 8 years in the making, but a year of that's just going back and forth with engineers and saying, okay, this is possible. That's not possible. This might be possible. That might be possible. This is what it would cost to do that. And then making business decisions that could make all of that a reality. Long story short, after 8 years of development, we have what we think is as close to perfect of a walk-in tub. We call it the platinum.
Okay.
Just like metals, this one's right up there in the top. Yeah. So we're very excited about it.
Very good.
And one of the reasons is called the Platinum. It has all the features that all, you know, anytime someone said, I like something that's a low step in, I want something that has aromatherapy and all the different types of therapy options, this one has everything. It's really, it's the pinnacle of listening to customers and designing what makes the most sense. If it were, you know, if I had a family member who said they needed a walk-in tub, I would tell them this is the one to get.
And so do you manufacture this then? Obviously, you've created, designed it, engineered it. You've solved the vast majority of the issues or maybe the customer concerns or complaints that have been registered over all the years. Is this something that you manufacture?
This is not something that we're going to manufacture locally in Kansas. We're having an outside firm that builds it all. However, the talk is as if it's as big a hit as we think it's going to be, actually setting up full assembly and manufacturing here, even in the Kansas City area, as an example. But problems with walk-in tubs. And starting with our competitors, one of the biggest ones, the one that drives everybody nuts. Now, we've always had a patented dual drain on our walk-in tubs, so the drain time has never been an issue, but this one actually drains faster than our old ones. Competing models can take up to 20 minutes to drain, which is absurd whenever you're doing that on a daily.
Yeah. So if I'm in there and I'm taking a bath and I've been bubbled and all that kind of stuff and I'm ready to get out, I don't want to sit there for 20 minutes for all this water to drain out so I can get out of there. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. And so the drain time has always been an advantage of ours. It's even a greater advantage now with the drain time of the new one. And I'm going to let a secret out of the bag. This is why our current model is not as good as it could be. And that is, you can't soak your shoulders in it.
Okay.
And this one was really hard engineering wise to figure out is, you know, your shoulders get cold in a bathtub. If people want to go, you know, up to their chin and
as you get older, I mean, I don't feel that I'm very old, but you might have a little catch in your shoulder. You could have arthritis in your shoulder, and it's a really important part to receive that hot water therapy.
So not just the soaking depth of not being able to get your shoulders in, but also the jet placement, not having the jets high enough to massage the top of the back. So
I want one.
And I'm not particularly small. I'm 6'3". This is one I could fit in just fine. And I think you could be a few inches taller than me and do just fine in it. It would be the perfect size. And if you were smaller, it still works for a smaller person as well.
Yeah, you just take it up to the height of your, like you said, about under your chin. Mm-hmm. So.
And then the depth and width of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
So customers' homes aren't conducive of carrying a large box down their hallway and through their doorway.
No.
And many of your customers find that getting a walker or wheelchair is difficult to get through their bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this tub, so that puts strains on the engineering of how wide the seat can be. And it's not a secret for a lot of people, if you've noticed over the last few decades, but people's bottoms are getting larger.
Yep.
And this is the widest interior depth that'll still fit through most people's doorways.
Okay. All right.
So instead of having a 17, 18 inch wide seat, this one has a mammoth wide seat.
Well, and let's just be honest about it. I mean, not everyone is, you know, not all the ladies are, you know, 5'6 and 110 pounds. Not all the guys are, you know, 5'10 to 6 foot, you know, 180 pounds. You know, if you're larger than that, and most people are, and you want a walk-in bathtub, with most of the bathtubs on the market, you could have a problem. With this one, you will not have a problem.
We see a lot of ailments, and the ailment list is usually pretty long. You know, people say it's my feet hurt, or my joints hurt, or my knees hurt. And sometimes when people start hurting, they start moving less, and with less movement turns into some weight gain sometimes. And
yep.
So it's not uncommon for our customers to be a little larger than the average person, or larger than they were when they were more active.
Yep. And it's just a fact. It is what it is. And so I just love that you have taken the watchful eye and in two ears listening well, and you've heard some of the complaints. Well, I like this tub, but I wish it went up a little bit higher so that my shoulders can receive the therapy. I love my tub, but I really hate waiting for 20 minutes for it to drain. I mean, you're listening to these things, and then you did something about it, and you re-engineered the nearly, maybe not perfect, but the nearly perfect tub.
Well, we thought it was pretty perfect, and selling several thousand of them, we've got almost flawless reviews on it. You got some people who just don't want a walk-in tub once they see what it is.
Yep, yep.
But by and large, the majority of people absolutely love what they have. Now, here's the big problem, and something we didn't talk before the show, and that is this is the first tub on the market that's specifically designed for people with diabetes and neuropathy. And what makes it unique is you can actually fill up the bottom portion and only massage the feet and legs, which is really helpful for people with diabetes. They don't have to fill the whole tub up and make the water go up over their shoulders if they don't want to do that every single day.
So you can have a lower depth, you can have the jets working, and just massage that, just work on the lower part of the body.
Yeah, and we always say the feet are the first thing to go. And when you lose your feet, you lose your independence, and more circulation to the feet is always a good thing.
Okay. And so I really appreciate that. And let's continue that thought after the break. But first, let's have the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is Greenboard a good idea or bad idea to use in the bathroom? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Is Greenboard a good idea or a bad idea to use in the bathroom? And the answer is... Okay, this one, I'm not going to make an absolute statement. Greenboard may not be a good idea, and it may not be your best choice. And we are going to come back. We're going to circle back to that here in just a little bit. But let's reintroduce my friends and special guests in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. To reach the great folks at Bath Wizard to find out how they can help you in your bathroom, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com. And before we move on to the Greenboard, because that's really fascinating what you're doing there, let's continue our discussion on the walk-in tub. So right at the end of that first segment, you were talking about how you don't have to fill the tub all the way up to get the jets working. You can just fill the lower half and work the lower extremities. And this is particularly beneficial for someone with, you know, diabetes or neuropathy and some of the lower extremity issues.
Foot pain.
There's a lot of foot pain.
Anyway, it's the first walk-in tub to ever be developed that actually allows you to zone out the jets. So most walk-in bathtubs, you got to fill up the entire tub all the way to the top of the back jets in order for the jets to work. This one, for a person that doesn't want to fill it up and use it as a bathtub every day, but they want to get more circulation, which would hopefully introduce more oxygen to the extremities, and the feet being the, you know, they got a saying in our business that if a person loses their feet, that's the first thing to go of losing their independence. Mm-hmm. Once your feet are gone, it just brings on a mountain of problems down the road.
100% true, no doubt.
So this allows you to have it allows you to zone out to just have your calves, your feet, the front of the foot, the back of the foot, the heel. It allows you to massage all of that and get circulation going.
They often say that motion is Mother Nature's lotion, and so motion is lotion. And when you're feeling less heavy and you've got some buoyancy a little bit in the water, you feel like you've got less pressure. You're able to move around a little bit, and just the jets and the hydrotherapy starts to help the body feel like it can do things, and you start moving around a little bit. You're a little bit less cramped. You're able to just float a little bit, and before you know it, now your shoulder's moving a little bit, and you're able to get more motion, which allows you to have more motion. So not to say that getting dressed is going to be easier the next day, but it's not a far stretch to say that taking a walk-in bath at night, you are going to do things easier than you did before you did your walk-in bath.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You've got that therapeutic part of that massage, and that the jets, like you said, being aimed at very specific body parts, and they're going to give that area, your calf, your foot, your toes, etc., a massage, and it's warm and it's moist, and all of those things are good things for our joints and all of our parts.
One adult conversation to have about this is that there's a hygienic component of some of the strategically placed jets that allow someone to be independent and still maintain cleanliness.
So how does that work?
Well, so a few years back, companies came out with bidets in the seats, and those were essentially a water jet squirting up your hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And as fun as that sounds, it turns out that it wasn't that pleasant for a lot of people. So yeah. We actually introduced an air bidet years ago, which warm, sanitized air flows up under your hoo-hoo. And long story short, people like that in more ways than one, of course. But one big one outside of the obvious, which some people call it the husband replacer, is that it actually negates the need for a caregiver to actually bathe you in places you don't want a caregiver to bathe you. So it allows you to be an independent in more ways than one. And what we joke is, you know, if you need a caregiver, put a bell by the thing and I'll ring you when I need my towel.
Yeah.
But outside of bringing my towel, I don't need you to bring anything else.
Well, it solves an issue of independence and dignity, because you have a caregiver, worse yet, a family member to come in. And we were talking about this coming into the studio today. Who wants your son or your daughter giving you a bath? Let me hold my hand up and say, no, thanks. So this, again, dignity and independence, and you just solved one of the big issues.
One of the first sales that I ever made was to a gentleman out in Lee Summit, Missouri. And he was 90 years old, and he'd moved in with his dad. And he said, hey, Chris, stop it right there. Just tell me who to make the check to. And we were talking about the private discussion we had just previously had.
Yeah.
And he said, I had to actually bathe my father because my father, when he was my age, moved in with me. Hmm. And the day that I bathed my dad, the look in his eye was never the same. And he slowly started crying right in front of me.
Yeah.
We've had other adult children who've shared the situations they're going through. Mom or dad came back from the hospital, and we've got a chair that we're trying to make do in the bathroom, and here's what we're going through. And you can just see that not everyone is comfortable with what they're having to do to keep mom or dad clean. Mm-hmm. And so again, going back to what you just said, dignity and independence, a walk-in tub is exactly that.
Well, and it's just such a huge deal. And staying independent in your home, as long I've always said that, if you can do it, as long as it makes sense, as long as it's affordable, as long as it's safe. Safe is a huge issue in that equation. This solves a lot of those, this checks a lot of the boxes there. And just another thought on this, and we talked about it off air, was, and I didn't even think about this, but it's one of the best-selling items in the world of senior care is a seat lift chair. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting in your kind of a lounge chair, and then you can hit a button, and then the whole thing comes up to help you easily stand up. Well, you have that same effect in this walk-in bathtub because you can fill the water up to your shoulders, and then you can just stand up easily because all of the weight is off your joints, and it's very simple to stand up.
Yeah, and so we also sell a mobility pillows. They're actually bath cushions that go from 2 inches to 8 inches.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
If a person's having trouble standing up, not to worry because this will allow you to regain your independence as long as possible.
And then last but not least, you caught me way off guard. It could take 15 or 20 minutes for most bathtubs to drain because that's a lot of water. How fast does your tub drain?
This one will drain in less than 80 seconds.
80 seconds.
And not to shoot our own product in the mouth, but our current model, you have to step up a little bit in it. So we went to the engineers and said, let's take that down, the entry down to the floor, almost like a zero entry shower. So there's actually no step up in our new Platinum unit.
That is excellent, and thank you, Chris and James, for being here today. And don't go away. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm really excited to introduce to you my next guest, Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy, and they're with Stockton and Kant Law. And Glenn and Carrie, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Well, thank you for having us on here.
Thanks,
excited to be
Steve.
Here.
All right. And so for our listeners, so this is a nationally syndicated radio program going all coast to coast. You might think, now, wait a minute. Steve's talking to a law firm in Kansas City. Well, the information that we discuss will help you wherever you should live. And you want to stay tuned because later on, we're going to let you know how to find an experienced elder law attorney in your neck of the woods, so to speak. So with that, with Stockton and Kant Law, you can reach out at 913-856-2828 or online at Stockton. And you spell it just like it sounds, Stockton Law. Law.com. And Glenn, Carrie, again, thanks for being here today. Let's start off with just tell us a little bit about your law firm and what do you specialize in and how do you help your clients?
So we are a estate planning and elder law firm here in the Kansas City area. And, you know, I think when you think, what's the difference between estate planning and elder law,
yep.
You know, is that for us, the market segments the stuff and when we feel like it shouldn't. So to us, elder law is estate planning for a certain season of life that I guess we all aspire to get to, going, we hope we never need long-term care. But statistically, we know that such a large, you know, segment of the population is going to need care at some point in life. And as I tell people, you know, we don't want to wait till we're sitting down at the admissions desk at a nursing home to start figuring this out. But for most people, that's what they do, right? They go, yeah. They don't go see an elder law attorney till they're at that point. They've at least got their foot in the door there at the nursing home. So what we do is with estate planning, we want to make sure that when we're younger, healthier, to the extent possible, we're planning and hope we never need long-term care. But if we do, we've thought this through. How are we going to pay for it? Who's making decisions? Where do we pay from? You know, we don't know all the specifics yet. We don't know where they're going to receive care, what level of care, what the per diem is going to be. but we can have a plan in place. And so we do a lot of trust planning. One of the beauties of a trust is we have the ability to use that trust to help us for that long-term care piece. So that's a bit of what we do in big picture when we're planning. Mm-hmm. We're planning for to make sure our assets go to who we want, when we want, the way we want, least amount of costs and taxes, you know, but also we're planning for that long-term care piece.
And I got into this through my passion for seniors. I've been in the senior living industry for much of my career and realized there was such a need for pre-planning. I always usually dealt with families in crisis. And when I learned more about estate planning through educational workshops that Glenn does, I realized, okay, we can take care of this before something happens. Because as we all know, something will happen. And by thinking ahead and getting a plan in place, it's the best gift you can give to your family.
There's no doubt about that. I am constantly preaching. I get a little preachy about it. proactive. And people are probably tired of it, but I can't tell you how many people have called and said, Steve, you know what? I agree with that, and I need to make some plans for my future. Now, I help people find the right senior care community, so it's a different type of a business and a service, but the approach is the same. Be prepared.
Mm-hmm. It really is, and I think, you know, that's we're talking the same language. We're telling people the same things, that, you know, we're preparing for things that may not happen, we hope don't happen, but they can, and we don't want to wait till we're at the admissions desk to start figuring this out and sure we got the resources in place. Yeah. And, you know, you're a big part of that, right? Helping them find the communities.
That's
the attorney comes in as part of that to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch.
And so you had mentioned that, you know, most of us will need long-term care at some point. I would go back to our friends in long-term care insurance business, and they can tell you exactly, but it's about 70% of us will require, receive, and have to pay for, and that's the key part of it, pay for long-term care at some point in our life. And so, let's be prepared beforehand. So, I love that you mentioned and you recognize that kind of this segmentation of estate planning and then elder law, but you look at it a little bit differently to where these two things go hand in hand, and you can have trust involved and have people really financially prepared, because as we've talked about many times on the program, this stuff's expensive.
It really is. And so when we do trust plan, it's one of the beauties of trust, right? It's not the only way to estate plan, but it's the only way, well, I won't say the only, it's typically the way that we're going to plan for long-term care. And so the problem is within the market, elder law is a specialized area of the law, so they don't go see the elder law attorney until we need it.
Yeah.
And the problem is then we're late in the game. So when we design a trust, the most common trust are revocable trusts. Think of a trust like a safe. We create the safe. We keep the key to the safe. But we want some ability in that trust. So we've designed it where we can flip the switch, give the key to somebody else to start the five-year look back clock ticking. Mm-hmm. We could have a whole segment on just that,
yeah,
the five-year clock. But the idea is to be able to protect our assets so we don't go broke in a nursing home. And that's really what we're helping people do. Hope you never need it. But if so, you know, let's make sure we have some protections in place. And we have this beautiful thing called a trust. And with a trust, we can do that. I can't do that with wills. I cannot do that with beneficiary designations or power attorneys, but we can darn sure do it with a trust.
And so it sounds like that's possibly the primary function of an elder law attorney, is to try to protect the assets and do some Medicaid planning and be forward thinking on the cost. So today, at least in our neck of the woods here in the Johnson County in the Kansas City area, I mean, a shared room in long-term care is now about $9,000 a month. And that's only going to go up every single year.
Yeah, and as I tell clients, you know, you're writing that check for $9,000 before you move in, and the next month you do it again, and the month after that, and the month after that, except it's not $9,000 anymore. Now it's $10,000.
That's right. It is just skyrocketing. So what are some examples of when someone should reach out to an elder law attorney for legal guidance?
Well, a lot of times when I was in senior living, people would call and they said, okay, mom fell, she broke her hip, she has dementia, and there's no plan in place. And here's a family in need that I can't help. I have to send them to elder law, to get those plans in place. So really, it's just getting that done before it happens.
And I think that's it. When should reach out? Sooner rather than later. If you're working with an attorney who does this right, the estate planning and the elder law tie in together. So we all know we need a plan to make sure assets go to who we want, when we want, the way we want. Let's just make sure those things tie together. But certainly somebody who's already there facing it, they didn't plan in advance. There's a lot we can do as elder law attorneys to make sure we can help protect assets and make this so that we're not a burden on those, our loved ones. And
okay. And do you help if someone needs to get qualified for Medicaid and apply for Medicaid? Can you help out with that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's, you know, that's when we haven't pre-planned. Now we're in that crisis mode. Yeah. We don't have the luxury of that 5-year yeah. advance. There's still a lot we can do to help them get qualified to divisions of assets and, you know, restructuring, you know, recharacterizing assets, all kinds of things we do, doing the Medicaid applications. But in the ideal situation, we've planned ahead and we've already, you know, we're prepared when that time comes and we don't need that crisis planning, which is what elder law often gets, you know, down to is really the crisis plan because we didn't plan ahead.
Yep. And I can't tell you how many people have called me hairs on fire. They and that might be where I do some of my best work. I do backflips and I bend over backwards to help them. And we do the very best that we can. But no one makes their best decisions as a family or a future resident in long-term care with that pressure of that crisis just breathing down your neck. It's such a stressful time.
That is a huge part of why I'm so glad to do what I do in service in this magnitude, because something will happen and people don't make educated decisions.
And I will tell you the number one thing we hear is why people come see attorney. I said I'm on the board of governors for the American Academy of State Penitentiary. So this isn't just in the Kansas City market. This is across the country. The number one reason people do estate planning is they don't want to be a burden to those that live behind, their kids, their spouse. And if we wait to do this stuff in this crisis modes, it's a burden for those. And yep. typically we can no longer participate in that. So it's getting ahead of that to the extent we can. If not, well, then we'll, you know, your loved ones will step in and deal with it. But I'm just constantly preaching, get ahead, plan ahead.
I say anytime you can control your own destiny, make your own plans and participate in those plans and not have someone else make the plans for you, call the shots, do that every single time. Again, that's having control of where you're going and what happens to you and how your money is spent. And anytime that you can have a direct say in that, that's always, always the way to go. So again, we're speaking today with Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy, both with Stockton and Cant Law. You can reach out to them at 913-856-2828 or online at stocktonlaw.com. And we're going to have more coming up next. And again, anywhere in the country, you will benefit from this information. And we're going to let you know how to find a qualified and experienced elder law attorney in your area. Don't go away. We're going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. I'm back with my special guests in studio, Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy, both with Stockton and Cant Law. You can reach out to them at 913-856-2828 or StocktonLaw.com. Go online, StocktonLaw.com. And Glenn, we were talking on the break there. Tell us your story. How did you get into becoming an elder law specialist?
So I knew I wanted to go to law school. I hadn't got there yet. I was going to go into international law. But my grandparents, my grandmother died, and my mom tried to convince my grandfather to move back here to Kansas so she could help look after him, but he didn't want to leave the home. So home health care was brought in, and we got a call. My grandfather had gotten remarried, and guess who he married?
Oh,
the home care worker.
Oh, my. Oh.
She knew what she was doing.
Uh-huh.
And when
I hate stories like this, by the way.
When he passed, everything went to this new wife. And when we went to the funeral, we weren't even allowed to sit in the family room. Her and her family were there. But she did tell us that before we'd left to go to the cemetery, this was back in the 90s, before we went to the cemetery, she came to me still at the funeral home and said, look, you guys are not welcome at the home. However, if you give me about an hour after we leave the cemetery, I do have a few things I want your mom to have. I'll put them in a box at the end of the driveway. And that was all we ended up getting at the end of the day.
Wow.
So when I got to law school, you know, I still thought I was going into international law, but I went to law school shortly thereafter. And when I took wills and trusts, it resonated with me. I found this is really where my passion is at. And so part of what I'm doing is I'm helping people through this journeys of life. It's, you know, long-term care is a piece of this, but what happens when one spouse dies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we make sure that the new spouse doesn't come in or a predator come in and take this? How do we protect if one spouse has got to go long-term care? We don't spend all the money taking care of that spouse, and there's nothing left for the survivor. And we can do divisions of assets and all those kind of things in those crisis things that we were talking about in the last segment.
Yeah.
But if we those are the things we're planning for, right, is to go in. And it's just how I got into this and what fuels me on a daily basis to keep showing up and doing it. It's helping families avoid those kind of disasters.
You know, I hate that you and your family had to go through that. It reminds me of one of my clients. Long story short, they hired this private caregiver to come in. Somehow she convinced mom, who had a little bit of memory issues, not too bad, but some. Somehow she turned mom against the rest of all of her kids. And all of a sudden, this lady's driving a new car. All of a sudden, I mean, it's similar, not as bad as your story, but very, very similar. And their kids were almost locked out of any choice or say in their mom. And she had some major assets. And it reminds me of that situation a little bit. So
I see it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And you can help people in that situation. You can help people avoid that situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we do the planning. Those are the kinds of things we can, you know, I hope nobody goes through these things, but we can, you know, look down and say, these are the types of things we're trying to protect against when we're doing estate planning. And long-term care is one of those big ones, you know, that from the statistical standpoint, you know, we need to make sure we have a plan in place.
Okay. And a simple question, would you recommend someone having an individual at the nursing home complete a Medicaid application, or would you recommend them seeing an elder law specialist?
I would highly recommend seeing an elder law specialist, because while the people at the communities that offer to do that, social workers, we can handle that for you, we'll do the application, they're well-intentioned. They mean well. They're not charging a fee, but the cost far exceed, in most every circumstance, they far exceed had we gone and worked with a specialist, because what they're not able to do is protect any of the assets, because Medicaid's going to require that we spend down all our assets until we don't have any assets to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our options are spend it, give it away, or put it in a trust. And giving it away has got issues and tax concerns and all that. So we're typically going to have to go through a spend down or put it in a trust. And the communities are not going to help you with that. So working with a qualified elder law attorney is going to be able to walk you through that process. And you should be able to see the return on your investment. And they should be able to show that to you before you spend any money so that you know, what does this look like? So absolutely.
I think the vast majority of people that I've worked with, if seeing an elder law attorney, it's the best money you've ever spent. It's a no-brainer.
It really is.
In my opinion. So let's talk about power of attorney documents. What is a power of attorney document, and are there different types of power of attorney documents?
So absolutely. So power of attorney is a key planning document. And so when we have a power of attorney, we have typically the financial power of attorney, which is dealing with finances, property, and a healthcare power of attorney. What we see in issues, and I'm sure you've run into this as well, it's that the financial power of attorney, the days of a general durable power of attorney being enough are long gone. This is a key disability planning document. This is one I pound on the table and say, guys, we got to get this right. Appoint somebody a trust and give them the power to do anything and everything they may be able to do to protect us. We can give them the powers to sell the home, create trust, terminate trust, all the things we need to do to protect assets and long-term care. This is a key document to it. The general power of attorney that we see people down and use LegalZoom, or I still see a lot of attorneys, general practice attorneys, you know, non-estate plan attorneys using this, and even occasionally estate plan attorneys are using nothing more than a general durable power of attorney.
Yep.
And that's a shame, because 30 years ago, that worked. It doesn't work today.
Well, it needs to be more specific and have specific examples of how you can exercise that authority to transact financial transactions. Sell real estate, move 401k assets. I mean, it can get really complicated. I've heard of so many times where there are so many victims of elder financial abuse that a lot of these institutions, if you show up with your one-page $9.95 power of attorney document, they're going to laugh at you. They're not going to take it.
One of the things, that is the one document, by the way, that needs to be updated periodically, at least every 4 to 5 years. We like to meet with our clients annually. And that's one document. We don't charge for that. We've always seen that as mutually beneficial. We keep that up to date. But when we're meeting with our clients annually and meeting with their family, you know, so that, that they know mom and dad have a plan in place, we can avoid a lot of these problems and make sure that that power of attorney works when we actually need it.
Okay. And then are there any stories of how you've been able to help a family or an individual recently?
Yeah, thanks. I can think of one that just recently happened, and we had a family call us. They were running out of money. Mom was with dementia in a memory care, and it's very difficult to try to move people out of that situation when they're used to it. And after doing some research and digging, we were able to see they qualified for VA benefits and get them qualified for that so that they were able to stay there and not have to move.
All right, excellent. So you are there truly for the individual, for the family, and you have so many resources. And again, if you need an elder law attorney, I'm going to recap the local contact information. But if you live outside of our area, what's the best way to find an elder law attorney?
Well, I think NALA.org is a good resource. That's the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, and so those are going to be people who are specific to this area. And that's a national organization, so you'll find them in your area. But I think you can also look to the communities, often where, you know, a loved one or, you know, maybe you're looking at going to a specific community. Oftentimes, they can give referrals as well. As I mentioned earlier, I belong to the American Academy of Estate Planning Attorneys. I sit on their board of governors. And so we've got attorney connections around the country. So somebody could reach out to us and we can guide them as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Glenn Stockton and Carrie Stracy with Stockton and Cant Law. You can reach out at 913-856-2828 or online at stocktonlaw.com. And Glenn and Carrie, it went by so fast. I'd love to have you again sometime.
Would love it. Thank you.
We would love to be here. Thanks, Steve.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.